I'd have to say that any slow movement in one of Mozart's sonatas provides a really good look at how the instruments alternate. For example, in the F major sonata, in the slow movement, it starts out with the piano in the melody and the violin playing what we call running 16th notes, the ongoing patterns of 16th notes that provide the accompaniment and some of the harmonization. Of course, the piano is also harmonizing in addition to playing the melody. So, in a sense, you have three instruments in this particular movement. You have the right hand, the left hand, and the piano, and then you have the violin. And then later on, it switches. So, the piano is playing the harmony and the accompaniment line of 16th notes, and the violin has the lyrical line. So, that's just one very clear example of how the instruments became equal in this particular sonata. If you want to look at a less obvious example of the equal interchange between violin and piano in this particular sonata, you can take certain parts of the third movement. For example, the opening of the third movement, which is, it seems very straightforward in that the piano plays the melody and the violin doesn't play anything. And then the violin comes in with the melody, and the piano seems to be playing an accompaniment, which has not been brought up before in quite that same way. And then it sort of continues so that the violin sometimes has the melody, the piano sometimes has the melody. A middle section, which is of an entirely different character but still incorporates some of the qualities of the previous section and some of the compositional techniques. So it's a little bit hard to describe just in a sentence or two, but if you take the music and analyze it and look through it, find those little clues here and there, you can also listen that way. You come up with a much more interesting concept of how he was making things equal than just if you look at the music and say, oh yeah, here's the melody and here's the harmony and here's where they change back and forth. So if you listen to this third movement and listen to the characters and moods that the piano and violin express within even the same melody, you'll see how Mozart is using the instruments to maximum musical effect.